Tourism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Mayor Rusversky, a very good morning to you. Shavua Tov, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Right, so a big weekend for Turkey. Can you give our listeners a bit of a sense as to what the latest status is there?
Yes, I can, although it's very, very complicated, Turkey. So basically, this election that happened yesterday, and we don't really have the results yet, is pretty much a referendum on Erdogan's program of Islamicizing Turkey and making it into an Islamist regime with very heavy hand on the ruler, which, of course, is Erdogan. There were about 8 different candidates fielded by the opposition, and unfortunately, very few of them had gotten together. And some of the coalitions that were made were just incomprehensible, like secular leftists in coalition with right-wing nationalists. It's a big mess over there, basically.
So the fact that carry on.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. So the fact that it definitely does seem to be a move in the much more radical direction. It's certainly giving the ruler, it's giving Erdogan a lot more power. It endorses the strategy that he's been really carrying out in the last while. Is it a major concern in that that Turkey now it will become a much more hostile and perhaps dangerous country, or is this really a concern because the election might not have been free and fair?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure about the free and fair. The last election was very surprising in how many votes the opposition won. This was quite a few years ago, and how many votes the Kurds got. So it could be that after Erdogan saw that, he might have done some things to make the election not so fair. Mm-hmm. However, it is absolutely certain that Turkey under Erdogan is moving in this direction of being much more radical. In fact, like pretty much 100% radical, in my opinion. And the last referendum, which was after the last election, consolidated his power. This one will do even more in terms of putting more and more power into the president.
What do you think is going to happen in Turkey? I mean, are they going to move much more in this direction until there's either a collapse or a civil war or a, certainly economic collapse? Because, I mean, we can see Turkey moving away from the EU. We can see them moving away from the traditional Western allies and becoming closer to the despots and the dictators around the world. This doesn't bode well for a country generally.
No, it really doesn't. First of all, you should know, Turkey is one of the largest funders of Hamas in the world. They've also got alliances with all the radical Shiites like Iran. They're buying missiles, very advanced missile systems from Russia. So all of this, and then you have Trump in America that's ready to put his foot down against these despotic Islamic type of rulers. I think in terms of the Turkish people, I think that there's enough support for Erdogan that the country is going to keep going in that direction. I think whoever's left who's not been put in jail by him, which is our hundreds of thousands of people, whoever's left in terms of the intellectuals and the professionals and things like that, I think that they're going to get out. And I don't think right now there's much hope for Turkey turning itself around. I don't think there's going to be a civil war. They tried that. They had a pathetic coup a couple summers ago. And I don't see a lot of hope for it. I think that but we are going to see the true nature of Erdogan in Turkey come out. And so I think that that's going to be good in terms of let's stop pretending that Turkey is a Western-friendly world. Let's get Turkey out of NATO. Let's get all of our stuff out of the Incirlik Air Force Base and really, you know, deal with Turkey for who they are.
What's sad about that is, I've traveled to Turkey many times, and I always found it to be the most incredible country. I found people to be absolutely friendly. It was one of the places in the world that identified strongly with its Muslim population, but somehow got it. It all worked. It functioned as a mix between the different worlds, and it was I thought, a great example. Was that just marketing, or has Turkey really moved in a different direction?
I think that that was marketing, and I'll tell you why. You have two factions that are very frightening in Turkey. Besides the Islamist faction, which we've seen in the last decade plus that Erdogan has been in power, Turkey has always had this very strong undercurrent of right-wing nationalism. I remember visiting Turkey more than 20 years ago on a layover, actually, from Kazakhstan. Even at that time, we were told that the rabbis had said that you couldn't wear a yarmulke on the street of Turkey because it was too dangerous. In the 1980s in Turkey, there were still pogroms by Turkish nationalists against minority groups. People don't know this about Turkey.
We happen to have a
writer. Yeah, I was completely in the dark until I started working for the Clarion Project and became friends with a Turkish writer. And she would always expose all these things. So against, like, there are many, many minority groups. Everybody knows about the Armenian genocide, but nobody knows about the genocide where every single minority group in Turkey has been the victim of these same type of horrific pogroms. And as I said, the last one happened in the 80s.
That's incredible. Really, really frightening. So your prediction is not a particularly positive one with regard to Turkey and with regard to them being an influence in any positive way in the region.
That is my prediction. But on the other hand, I hope that it becomes so obvious to Western governments who Turkey really is and who they have become with Erdogan.
Absolutely right. And there we leave it. Fascinating conversation. Indeed, that is Mary Spursky from the Clarion Project, keeping us updated on the very, very latest news coming out of Turkey.